We have been following the Hebrews through 10 chapters of the book of Numbers already. God has brought them out of slavery in Egypt. God has set them free, and they have begun the march to the place God has promised to give them, the promised land, a good land flowing with milk and honey. Last week, the cloud lifted for the first time from over the tabernacle. The great silver trumpet sounded, and the march, the first march, began. For 10 chapters through the book of Numbers, the refrain has been constant and the same. Israel did exactly as Yahweh said. Over and over again, it declares it time after time again. Israel did exactly as Yahweh said. For 10 chapters, Israel has obeyed God Almighty completely. They did everything God told them to do through Moses exactly as they were told to do it. But after the cloud lifted from over the tent of the meeting and the silver trumpet sounded, when the day of march had come, life became more difficult for the Hebrews. You probably forgot it. But you might remember the words of the old hymn which the praise team read to you not this Sunday, but last Sunday. Lead on, O King Eternal. The day of march has come. The cloud has lifted. The silver trumpets have sounded. The day of march has come, wrote the hymnist. Henceforth, in fields of conquest, your tents shall be our home. Oh my. Are you getting this? It was easy sitting in the camp, resting in the presence of the Lord. It was a good and pleasant place. But now, the day of march has come, and our home is no longer the pleasant place. It is the battlefield. Fields of conquest. And a tent, not 26,000 square feet with hardwood floor and inside plumbing. A tent will be our home. Think creation. Through days of preparation, your grace has made us strong. The quiet days, the peaceful moments, the reassurance of God's presence has prepared us, folks, for what lies ahead. So now, O King Eternal, we lift the battle song. Or maybe not. I mean, according to the text that was read in your hearing just a moment ago, that is not what the children of Israel did. No. It's not. No. See, they liked the quiet times. They had learned to enjoy the easy life. Marching through the desert in the hot sun, Even if the destination was a promised land flowing with milk and honey, was hard work. Too much for them to endure day in and day out. So according to the text set before you today, they began to sing a new song to the Lord, all right. But it weren't no battle song. According to the text, Israel began to grumble and complain. Can't you hear them? My feet hurt. I can't stand these sandals. They're pinching. They're rubbing blisters between my toes. This heat is too much for me. I'm thirsty. My back is killing me. This pack is too heavy. I need a chance to sit down and rest. I'm so tired. I can't take another step. How much longer, Daddy? I need a rest stop. Where's the sheets? Can't you hear them? But to make it worse, folks, the text says that they complained to God. They made their complaints the subject of their prayers. Are you getting this? God was leading them out of bondage to a promised land that flowed with milk and honey. And they chose to grumble and complain about where he was taking them, about their hardships on the march to him. What in the world were those Hebrews thinking? Complaining to God about the hardships of the trip God was taking them on. What in the world were they thinking? Filling up their prayers with grumbles and complaints. Father, Father, they said, the pain in my back is so bad today. I just can't go to Bible study. Please, please, take this pain away from me, dear Father. Oh, Father, I can't stand listening to so-and-so when I go to spiritual growth group. She just drives me crazy. She goes on and on. Can't you please make her be quiet? Oh, Father, I'm so stressed. I know that you know how heavy my burden is. Oh, I understand that you have given it to me to carry, dear Lord. But I am just so overwhelmed by this heavy, heavy burden. Please, Father, fix it. Because I am just too weak to stand. It's so heavy, Lord. This is such a dark moment for me. Wait, did I get lost? Was that Israel? Or was that the junk I hear from you? Have you forgotten, folks, that you are on a journey to a promised land? A land better than one that flows with milk and honey? Because the joy in that land is unimaginable to you while you're here. Have you forgotten that God the Father has given you abundant life here and now, full and free. Are you filling up your prayers with grumbles and complaints instead of praise? You getting this? Jesus said, God causes his sun to shine on the evil and the good. He sends rain on the righteous and on the unrighteous. So even if you love Jesus with all of your heart and with all of your soul, there will be ups and downs in your life. There will be good times and there will be bad times, for they come to us all. But Jesus is Emmanuel, God, always here with us, so that we face none of it, not the good or the bad. We face none of it alone. He himself goes with us. He goes before us. He leads the way. See, Israel should have been praising him for getting them out of trouble in Egypt, for leading them to a promised land. They should have been thanking him for going before them in the cloud, leading the way. Their prayers should have been prayers of thanksgiving and praise. Yeah, you're right. The journey was not through a friendly place. In fact, the Bible calls it the wilderness. It may have been difficult, but Emmanuel, God himself, was leading the way. You getting this? In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7, the great apostle Paul shows us the way. He says there that he had a thorn in his flesh. Now, you ever had a thorn in your flesh? Pleasant, right? You just love it. Give me all the thorns. Now, we don't know what Paul's thorn in his flesh was. Some scholars say it was poor eyesight. They go so far as to say the poor man could not see beyond the end of his nose. He writes frequently to his friends, "See with what large letters I write." Maybe he couldn't see. Back then, guess what they didn't have? Eyeglasses, and there were no contact lenses. Some scholars say he had poor eyesight. Others say the poor guy suffered from epilepsy, that he seized and fell down in fits. We don't know for sure what Paul's problem was. What we do know is that he had a problem. It may have been physical, it could have been emotional, it may even have been a spiritual problem, but whatever it was, it bothered him. He says that he took the matter to God three times. Three times I begged God to take it away, Paul says. But God did not remove the thorn in Paul's flesh. Instead, God said to him, "My grace is sufficient for you." Okay, now I'm going to loosely translate that. God said, "Don't sweat it. I got it under control. Relax. Because my power is made perfect in your weakness." Ooh. So the apostle said, I quote him, "So now I give God thanks for my weakness. I thank God for the thorn in my... Now, can I just stop here? He doesn't say he liked it anymore. He doesn't say it stopped hurting anymore. He doesn't say he wouldn't have been glad if it went away. He said that instead of begging God to take the thing away, he decided to thank God for the weakness, because in the weakness, God's power was made strong in him. I thank God for my weakness, he said, for insults, for hardships, for persecutions and difficulties. Catch this one. For when I am weak, he makes me strong. You getting this yet? The Hebrews never got it, or at least they didn't get it that day. So God got a little ticked at the Hebrews, the text says. He grew angry. And he decided to do this little demonstration for them. He sent down fire. The Hebrew word is tabera. It is the Hebrew word that probably is, it's used more frequently for lightning than the kind of fire you kindle for a campfire. God sent them this little fire. The text says it didn't burn in the camp, it just burned around the edges of the encampment. Now, can I tell you what God's doing here? He's turning up the heat. Mm-hmm. You want to grumble and complain, God says? I'll give you something to grumble and complain about. And he turned up the burners. Okay? Let the heat burn around them. He did it because Israel was filling their prayers with complaints. You getting this yet? Stop grumbling and complaining, church, and start praising the Almighty. For God is with you no matter what you face. Better yet, he is leading the way. You getting this?